make passes or score goals. He has an ability that he's developed to drive himself that's highly unusual and a spectacular example for other players.
Speaking of that example, how do you see other players, especially the young guys, because, I mean, you have a lot of young guys coming up. How do you see them and how they respond to him? How would you describe that?
When young players come in and they have lots of things to learn, they just haven't seen it before. Whether it's systems, style of play, if they're coming from another country, it's all brand new. They also haven't seen how hard a grown man can go. You know, when there's a difference, you know, 18 to 25, you're still changing shoe sizes. He's at the peak of his abilities physically, how hard he drives himself. It's great that they get to see that. You know, that there are attributes at times that young players can aspire to with some great players, right? We're not pulling a guy aside to say, hey, be more like Gretzky. There are things that some skills that can't be matched. But the idea of trying to aspire to that work level is everybody can try. And I can certainly say there's the example, and that makes us better. So when you think of young players coming into the Winnipeg Jets now and they get on the ice with the captain of the team and he's driving at that pace, that becomes normal. That becomes the standard. And really, that's what he is for us, as a standard bearer in terms of the compete that we want to show as a hockey team.
To the point that you just made at the prospect camp, I was talking to Kyle Connor, and you got on the ice with him, and he told me that you alluded to Blake Wheeler and that, hey, guys, you think this is tough? Wait till you see what Blake Wheeler has in store for you.
Right.
Do they kind of look at him with a little bit of awe, those young guys?
Oh, I would think so. I would hope so. And certainly, they may not do it the first time they go up and down the ice, because we have some young men that can really, really skate. But the 20th time he goes down the ice and he's going just as fast as he was in the first one, that's where you realize this is a little bit of a different animal. His ability to drive himself on the ice is maybe second to none that I've seen. I've seen other guys work really hard, but the package of speed that he has that goes with it, he can drive in the third period as hard as he drives in the first. So I think I probably called that a gift or a talent, but I'd hate to give you the impression that he didn't scratch and claw for every inch of that ability. That capacity that he has from work, he built, and it took years to do that.
The things that we don't see, Paul, between a bad period or after a bad game, I mean, is it a scenario where you tap Blake on the shoulder or captain on the shoulder and say, I've got nothing else to say at this point, I need you to step up?
That rarely happens.
But are there times when a player, the captain, has to be the guy that steps up?
Oh, for sure. You want it come from a strong foundation when he does, right? You can't scream at people to block shots if you never get in front of one. That there has to be something that... But as we develop our relationship and our personalities, Mel, more often from Blake, you want him to pick players back up, you know? And boy, so much of that's example. At the end of the day, if you're competing at an exceptionally high level, you can always open your mouth in the locker room. You know, it doesn't have to be a negative all the time. Coach comes in and lets it fly. You need your captain to read off that and pick everybody up. We won't, with the age of our team, I guess the honest answer is I won't leave that to the captains to do. That's the coach's job.
Was there ever any doubt based on all the things you said?
I wouldn't say doubt, you know, but this was fairly exhaustive and it really took our time. I just felt, because of the age of our team and the excitement of where this team is next year, 3 and 5 years, who's driving this team right now is really, really important. But the answer at the end of the day, each day that I thought about it or wrote down the names and the attributes they had, is Blake's the example that we want as a staff and as an organization for how to drive yourself, how to improve.
You've seen him, seen him and read some of the things he said after the games, which goes out to the fans.
So I need to help you with that. The answer would be no. I have a guy, and his job is to tell me what goes out.
Because he can be very blunt in his assessment of himself and the team. So you must have to be aware of how he handles himself that way. And so what's your assessment of his ability to do that?
I hope people appreciate it. By the time, the understanding is, by the time that buzzer goes, they have about 5 minutes to collect themselves. And some of the times that you get a little edge from him is that he's not, he hasn't come down yet from the game. I don't want that to change. So if I have to answer some things that he lets fly after a game where he's wearing his heart on his sleeve and he lets it rip, I'll try to deal with that the next day. So these are things that I have thought. But I don't want him losing that edge that he plays with. He has to get to that level. That's what makes this man different, that he gets himself wired to that level on a nightly basis. He doesn't just go out and put his gear on his plate. He works himself into that lather and goes. And sometimes that means he's going to get in front of a crowd, camera, and he's still going to be rolling. We'll deal with that. There's nothing wrong with emotion. And not every captain doesn't have to be perfect. He just has to emulate the drive that you want. We want our young players to see a guy that practices like that and plays like that. And if he's a little crusty at times because he's still feeling the sting of a loss that happened in an NHL, well, we'll deal with that the next day. We'll send Scheife out the next day.
Your conversation with Dustin going
with this? Yeah, very, very supportive, very, very positive. Dustin's developed now, and he's... I don't want to say he's matured. I never saw him as an immature guy, but he's evolved, is the right word, into a player that understands that he is a leader. Whether he had an A or not, he is such a presence on the ice and in our locker room. And you don't get to see it, but he's one of the guys that you really look forward to as a coach seeing every day, even if you're in a bad mood, because he's alive in the room. He's going out to practice. And he's bringing an energy. 90% of that time, it's a big smile. Sometimes it's a little bit of a snarl, but he's a driver in his own way.
And Mark Scheifele, I mean, with the way he approaches the game, his knowledge, his workouts, right. I mean, is he an example for the young guys?
Right. So Mark would be a guy that I haven't had a conversation with him about his professional development. What he eats, how he trains, is he watching enough hockey, is he focused on the game? He has that. If every kid came in and just watched Mark Scheifele and said, okay, this is what NHL players do to be good. I know they're going to watch every shift that they're going to eat the right things, they're going to do all the right professional things at a young age. And as he gains experience in terms of moving around our room, and he has the ability to kind of touch all corners of the room with his age and his experience, he's just going to grow in his leadership ability.
Not asking for comparisons, Paul, because that would be unfair since he just got the C, but in your long tenure, who has been some of the real strong captains that you've had under you?
I've had a really interesting mix of guys at different points in their career. Came in very briefly with Brendan Shanahan, who left for greener pastures from the Hartford Whalers, but Kevin Dineen, Keith Primo. The two probably biggest impacts would be Ron Francis, who was the captain of the team I coached for a long time, and I learned an awful lot, and then I ended up coaching with him, and Matt Sundin. And Matt's, I mean, totally different markets, but in that market, being Matt Sundin, watching him move through all of it in tough situations, the grace that he did it with. The interesting thing about both of those guys and how they relate to Blake, they both had a really clean understanding of what they did very well, and they were able to do that. If they had a stretch of a couple of games that weren't good, more probably Matt's because it was in the paper that day that he had an off night, he could get back to his A game very quickly and didn't flounder for long periods of time where you're trying to pick the captain up, too. They were both very, very strong, and they both always seemed to pick the right dime to come down to the coach's office and say, hey, some of your sarcasm may not be being picked up in the room quite as well as you think it is, but they had a great sense of when to work the coach too. That's part of the job. Come down and work the coach a little bit. Both of those two guys, and I see that strength, that definition of game in Blake that will allow that to happen.
How big a role does the captain have in those kinds of things that you just said about, hey, coach, maybe we need a day off to do that kind of thing?
The captain has a big role. The relationship has to be developed. So it's not just the captain, that's his job. The captain and the coach, through good times and tough times, have to keep an open line of communication so that they're understanding it going back. But he has to represent the players at times. And then I have to be able to explain my point of view of why we would differ in the direction that we're going. And he needs enough experience to understand that. Even if he absolutely disagrees with it, he has to, through experience, understand the direction that we're going.
And a quick one on Bufflin and getting the aid. Did he resist that at all?
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, it was... He's evolved. He understands now, and he's also kind of all in now. Like, this is his team as well, right? He makes that commitment, 31 years old, five-year deal. This is his team. This is his place. And when you talk to him about the Jets and ownership, management, the fans, the city, he's always really excited. He loves being here. So I think... And I hate putting words into some mold, but I've seen that acceptance. When things were tough for us in the last half of last year, we had three really great performers. And we had others that performed well. But Dustin, Blake, and Mark elevated their game. And you're talking about, you know, certainly Mark had a lot on the line to play for. But the other two are contracted veteran guys. And both of them showed a level of professionalism. So they've answered that question. In a tough time, where do these guys fall in your room? Dustin's accepted the fact that he's a leader.
That mean he has to talk to us more?
I didn't. Actually, that's going to be a good one, eh? All he just has to pay Shafe a little bit more, that's all. Give Shafe a little bigger Christmas present, he'll be fine. This is for you guys. This is Christmas for you guys, right? You got Buff and you got Wheels. Wheels is going to come out in a lather, and you know it. Buff is going to say something you can use one way or the other, and then we'll just send Shafe out to clean it all up.
Yeah. On a personal side, when this conversation started, as you suggested, in March, and there was criteria and process, did you enjoy the process of getting to this point today, and was it enlightening for you for the first time within this organization?
I really enjoyed the longer conversations about players and their view of the team and where they're at as players. And when you open that idea up that we're talking about the captaincy and the leadership of the group, you can have different conversations than you have on a daily basis in season. That part I really enjoyed. Agonize is not the right word, but for me, there were a number of really good candidates in this, and I also think that with the youth that we have coming, having the right kind of man was really, really important. I'm for a little bit more of an edge in terms of leadership that we're driving to a place, not just kind of waiting to get. I also know we got an awful lot of work here to do, and that example that he sets is elemental in what we have to have that first. So I like the difference in personalities of this group, and I spent an awful lot of time factoring those things in. Let me rephrase it. We all did. So this wasn't something that I made on my own. I made a recommendation, and it was a long one in terms of, and we all agreed and talked about those things, and fully supportive.
Thanks.
Me, quick thought on the World Cup.
I'm looking forward to it. You know what? It's such a new experience. There is no professional development in my line of work. Very, very little. It's hard to get coaches to talk. Put them into a tournament environment. And especially because we have a really unique staff. Ralph Kruger, I know Ralph a bit through NHL circles. Exceptionally interesting man. And Bradshaw has had such a solid run in St. Louis with a great defensive team. When you three of you, they're in the other conference as well. So you had an opportunity to sit down and really talk hockey about what you've tried, what you like, the direction you think the team is going. And they've kind of run parallel time. The things that you need to do to prepare a team like that aren't far off what you're trying to do in terms of preparing your own team. Man, I've taken this one over to dinner. Really excited, Paul. Really. You can just cut that right there. Yeah, Paul's excited. Yeah, I really am. I'm looking forward to it.
When are you leaving?
Tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we got to get out there and get there early. Get the jump. Canada, U.S., and the Czechs. We got to get our game going.